what happened is that there was full realization that the people have lost confidence in the ZANU-PF leader. And then the only way to salvage the disappointment and the embarrassment was for him, as the commander-in-chief, to command the military to salvage the loss which has been witnessed. And that is known as public knowledge that the members of the opposition stopped voting and they just went into hiding, including their leader, and then you can not say there was an election. That's why there was a, even the GNU was not even warranted. That shows even, it speaks against the sincerity of the African Union. Because if a political party wins an election, it has to be given mandate to rule. And this issue has been given mandate to rule in 2008 because they won the election. But the African Union, because they still entertain the spirit of pan-Africanism and the political parties which fought the revolution, the war of liberation, to be protected, they saw it fit just to protect one leader who participated in the liberation, the war of the liberation struggle. But ironically, the same leader was fighting against the principles of that revolutionary struggle and is now responsible for enslaving and oppressing its own people.
So who exactly gave the military the order to leave the barracks and go and campaign? Is it Mr. Mugabe himself?
There is no one who can give an order to the military. Military is one command, and it is the commander-in-chief. And so you cannot side against what happens if you see the military all over. They have been commanded by the same chain of command.
So were these retired army officers or they were serving army officers?
These were serving army personnel. We know them by name and we know where they stay and how they were operating. We could have been, said to be as members of ZANU-PF by then. We could have benefited from the from the activities which stopped another party from taking over, and us going forward, though we were now unpopular in terms of our leader. Not most of us, because I was elected physically. I was popular and I remained so until I became so unpopular with the same leader that he expelled me from the same party. So you see how bad the whole situation is. It's just because of one person, not many people.
What will it take for you to release the names of the army members who you say were campaigning violently for Mr. Mugabe?
I mean, it will not take anything, because we just say them when it is necessary to say them. When it becomes necessary, and they give it the right fora to say their names, or say their names exactly, we can even find out their phone numbers and give them, because we have evidence, overwhelming evidence about that. This is the benefit you can derive from members of the People First, because they knew those who were orchestrating violence. But you, by the same token, you cannot be accused of belonging to that party, because we're equally concerned about the same dictatorship and misrule, which was even being inflicted within the same party before it was the government. And hence our rejection from the same party. So people should know those facts clearly. They should not be mixing up facts.
So can you review the names of this station?
I said at the right platform and at the right time, we will do that. Definitely we are going to do that. Because there's no law which prohibits us from naming and sharing what is wrong within our society.
But as leaders of People First with that sensitive information, are you not afraid that you'll be targeted?
We know it has been targeted, it has been targeted already. They have set CIOs on me. They tried to abduct me, and some of the members I had to manhandle and take them to the police. But that same person who was trying to abduct me was not even put to the court. It's a revolution which we have dedicated ourselves to see to its bitter end. Being killed or not is no longer an issue of option. We have just dedicated our loyalty to the people, to the masses of Zimbabwe. Hence, we are called people first. Our people matter more than an individual, and we are prepared to die for them.
But your critics will say you have not apologized enough because you are not talking about how the elections were rigged. You are not revealing the names of people who were committing atrocities, and therefore it is difficult for them to embrace you.
You see, I tend to just wonder on why people would just want information which is written openly in the public domain. The rigging was done openly, and everyone knows. You see, people should differentiate the type of rigging they are talking about. Rigging from ZANU-PF is done by subverting the will of the people. People are subjected to the crowhead commandeering. The crowd commandeer people to go and vote in a certain particular way. And most of them are even told not to go and put an X themselves, but take someone whom they trust to go and put the X for them. So there is no other better rigging than that. And it is known by even the opposition members that you see such system and mechanism. You have to make sure you use the Electoral Act properly to undo that sort of rigging.